This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About a big hello from everybody. All right, all of the ladies in unison, please say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, very nice. What a nice chorus that is. DJ V Show, Jennifer Horn in the chorus, Victoria Keelan in the chorus, Kara Schillen in the chorus. I'm Doug Steffen, leader of the band, as another opportunity presents itself for us to look at humanity and figure out what it is that motivates people, like Ben Carson, who apparently wanted to spend $31,000. That's the story floating around. He wanted to...
I don't think he wanted to.
Well, so who did? Where did this all come from?
Well, somebody within HUD, I guess, had ordered $31,000 worth of a dining set. And I guess Ben Carson and his wife is somehow connected in this, too. His wife apparently... probably because she was helping decorate her husband's office. Yeah. And so apparently she had asked if there were some, you know, cheaper options. And I guess both Ben and his wife thought it was ludicrous to spend that much money. So
how did it get so twisted around? Is this more fake news? How did this story get so twisted around? Is it the news media wanting to make him as a Trumper look bad? How did this story get so twisted and turned around?
Because it's true. It's not fake news.
He issued a statement.
He said he didn't want to pay that much for it, but he signed off on it. And then he canceled it. So it became a big deal, and then it was canceled. But if no one knew about it, he would have a $31,000 mahogany dining set in his office.
That's something that he asked for. That's the problem. It's
right.
Not something that he went through a catalog and said, this is the one I just
right.
want to have it. It was the staffer who said, you can't get a chair for more than $5,000. Okay, well, you can now because the government is not going to be run that way anymore.
That's what the problem sounds like to me, is that everyone who's behind the scenes just sounds so accustomed to buying all kinds of luxurious stuff, and I don't know how long that's gone on for, that you just kind of have to have the nicest stuff. That seems like something that needs to end now.
But he did say that whatever was there, and he said it's been there for 30 years, so whatever the dining set was, I guess he said it was unsafe and it was raggedy and that they needed something new.
I can attest from being there, and I was not very far in, but just going into the White House grounds and going into the press room, it's clear to me that they're not overdoing the refurbishments at the White House, and I'm good with that. I don't think that we should be refurbishing things
right.
every so often. You do it as you need to, of course, if things break, but at least judging by the press office, the press room where all the media sits when you see them on TV, it felt pretty meager. It didn't feel like it was overly lavish with, you know, gold leaf and that kind of stuff.
But the weird thing is,
somebody
was...
I have been pretty deep into the bowels of the White House, and I will tell you from my experience in there, there's a lot of ornate, there's a lot of...
Right,
the Capitol
but they don't get
themselves.
Rid of it over and over again. We hear the story all the time about when a new president comes in, they get to pick what setup they like. There's a couple of different setups, and then they recycle through them again. And I think the one that Trump picked, I think Obama had more blues, and he picked the yellow setup, and I think maybe some of his stuff was in Reagan's Oval Office. So I think I'm sure they spend a pretty penny to get it, but at least they reuse it a bit.
Yeah, it's all in storage and archived because it's a part of our history. So those things, you know, whether it's old China patterns or whatever, that stuff doesn't just get tossed and then they replace it with something new.
No. All right, let's talk about that there are people in the news every day that are very intriguing, very interesting. Some names you know, some names you don't know. Maria Contreras-Sweet was a member of the Obama administration. One of the smartest cookies around, as it turns out. You'll remember early in the week, there was a story about the Weinstein Company going bankrupt. Well, it's because Ms. Sweet, on the sort of back couch watching everything, said, no, you know what? At the moment, we're not interested And so without her and the group that she'd put together to buy, there were no other suitors. So Weinstein says, we'll go bankrupt. Then she comes back to the table and says, well, you know, you don't really have to go bankrupt. Let's see if we can negotiate a deal to still purchase the assets. Again, assets, the important word here. It wasn't the company that she ever wanted, nor did the people who were backing her. They don't want the company. They just want its assets. And so putting something through the bankruptcy process or threatening to put it through the bankruptcy process brings the value or the assets to the surface, and all the other things kind of get cast aside. So apparently she has put together a deal to buy what is the best of the assets from the Weinstein Company. Its catalog, all of the things that go with it. So
a lot of great movies.
Yep, right. So they have reached a deal, and the fellow who put the money in is Ron Burkle, who has a big supermarket chain. I know his family is in the supermarket. I'm not sure which supermarket chain is his, but it'll change everything that's there, and for the better. But I also find it interesting, very smart approach to doing this. And the deal is now solid and sealed, signed, sealed, delivered. It's theirs. And without all of the trash and trapings that they would have paid for and not used, that were non-value assets of the Weinstein Company. So, good for her. And good for them. And the Weinstein name will disappear forever, at least in terms of its connection to the movie business. They're not going to disappear because those two guys, especially... What's-his-face Weinstein is the worst of the worst. Look at pictures of him. Harvey. He looks like a sleaze. Did he ever shower? He doesn't look like he ever showers.
He's gross.
He is gross. All right. So,
I'm sure he'd let you loofah him. He likes having people showers.
Yeah. So I just find stories about this lady or people like this who are not stopped. If there are people that you say stop you from becoming all you can or what you want or what you want to be, I'm sort of airing stuff going on in a loose way in my life, and as I've a little bit of conversation about it because it relates to all of us. That's what I'm trying to do, is relate her perseverance. I've been trying for 7 years to save this farm that I bought to basically save. And at every turn, there have been people who didn't want me to do it because they didn't want to see me make any money, or they didn't really care about the farm, or they didn't want to impact other things going on in town, whatever it is. And last night was not a comfortable night for me because we had a hearing on it, and it was the person in charge of this particular board in the city she wants to do it her way, and her way doesn't work. And so the anxiety inside me leaving that room knowing that she really knows that what she wants to do won't work, and yet why is she putting all the energy behind this, and who's she trying to kid? It really sort of aided me. And then I thought, you know what, I'm just tired of this. I'm going to develop the farm and move on. And then I've sort of in the last half hour, 45 minutes, been thinking as I'm listening to the beauty of Jennifer and Victoria and Kara speak, and the beauty of what I have to be thankful for in the terms of this radio program, the radio, little radio company that I've established over the past 4 or 5 decades, the things that always have been part of me has been what people call my Scorpio trait. Scorpios don't give up. And so I'm not going to stop, but I also have to be realistic about who is out there trying to bump me back. It's kind of like I'm all by myself. But then more and more people have rallied around me because they do want to see. It's not about me, as one speaker said last night. It has nothing to do with me. It's what are your values? You want to keep open space in the farm or you don't? And you see the urban sprawl that's happening all over our country.
Right.
I don't want to lose. I'm not afraid. I was kind of upset because I didn't know if I don't have this farm, I don't have really a base of operations anymore. And do I have to go somewhere else? And that doesn't excite me because I like the way I'm doing things in this circumstance. Can I do it somewhere else? Sure. So am I strong enough to stand up to them? Yeah. Am I strong enough to ignore them? Yep. And I will know at the end of the day that no matter what happens, I will have given every single every single ounce of my being to make this, because it's a legacy thing, as much as anything else. It's a dream, something that's been around me all of my life, that maybe things have changed so that people don't really value it anymore, and they don't care. Maybe I shouldn't care what I leave behind, as long as I got two healthy children, a healthy grandson. What else is there? I got beautiful women who are working with me on this radio program. If something happens tomorrow, you guys can carry on without.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Listen to that.
Anyway.
But so all the can't you sell for the, what is important to someone else? Because I know privately, of course, this is a legacy thing for you, and this is. But can you make it so that they understand why it's good for them? Because that's the best way to get anything done, is to not go in there and say, well, this would be a great legacy. Well, people don't care about a legacy unless they're you or someone close to you. So can you shop it as to why this idea is good for someone else? Because that's, and this is not to ruin your philosophical conversation, because but I think it's a really important thing for all of us when we're considering
in
things in life, is that people don't care about you. Tommy Lasorda had some great line once, and I'm going to screw it up, but it was, most people don't care if you have problems, and the other small percentage are glad that you do. And so you have a lot of people out there who are just very concerned with themselves. So how do you, when you want to sell an idea, you have to tell people why it's good for them.
Yep, and that's what we're doing, and that's what we have continued to do. The tax ramifications are fabulous for the city. The saving of open space.
But so people, I'm thinking, like, in terms of if you have this beautiful open land, it's going to be a bunch of cookie cutter houses.
Right.
Right? It's going to be a development of.
Over 100. In fact.
So who wants to look at that?
Isn't
that just the easiest argument to make? Like, hello?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of money to be made from that. There's money in property taxes. Yeah. There's money for the government. There's money.
It doesn't really. It loses property taxes. Don't cover what it costs to put kids in school. And if there are a dozen kids in the whole development, it'll cost them more to educate them than they'll get in taxes from. So the best thing to do is what we proposed. And I say that objectively. Anybody who looks at it sees there are more people that see the benefit of it, but it's a complicated story in the fact that the idea of transfer of development rights has been used more around the country now because it's a tool for saving open space and farmland. It's been the most successful places actually have been down where you are, Kara, in the Delmarva. The Jersey actually is now beginning to use it a lot. Victoria, Pennsylvania, in West Virginia, Fairfax County has used it tremendously. Out in Seattle, West Coast, progressive cities are doing this. So something that, you know, you'll probably hear more about. I'm introducing the subject matter because it's not something that's been commonly talked about a lot, but it is something that's coming down the pike. Hopefully we'll be smart enough to use it here. 19 after the hour.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped the jar of pickles. Kosher pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is what, 90210-90402? My zip code is 90402. What's yours, Jennifer?
91040.
Okay. The music from, what was it, Melrose? No, this is, that
Beverly
Melrose Place was a follow-up.
Beverly Hills 90210.
But wasn't Melrose Place a sort of follow-up to that? No, yes.
It was. Well, it was produced by the Spellings, and it came probably halfway through the 90210 run,
yeah.
And it followed directly that night on television on Fox.
Okay, there you go.
And
DJ
I think
D.
there was some crossover. Maybe one of the characters crossed over. Grant's show, I think, from Melrose came from 90210, yeah.
Got it. All right, so Jennifer and Victoria and I have a focus on Tori Spelling because somebody inside the house called 911 saying Spelling was having some kind of nervous breakdown. Police got there, interviewed her and her husband. Officers felt she didn't meet the criteria to be held for mental evaluation, but police did take a domestic violence incident report. So was she fighting with her husband? Is that
Sounds like it.
Kind of weird because the day before, didn't she call the police because she thought someone was coming into the house, but it just was her husband, Dean McDermott, coming home.
Yeah.
And so maybe they are sort of living separate lives. They have 5 kids, and they're all, I think, under the age of 10, aren't they?
Little babies.
They're
yeah.
all really little. Yeah. In fact, she almost died a couple of times because she kept having this insistence of having more
she
kids. The doctors told her not to,
She has no substance. She's a skinny person.
She's not that skinny anymore.
Oh,
she's not chunky by any stretch, but it's not that she's, you know, she's skin and bones or needs to eat a sandwich. She's a normal-looking person.
All right.
I don't know. It's
financial troubles. And here
yeah.
she comes from one of the wealthiest families in the history of Hollywood, and they have financial troubles. Is that because...
Oh, they have a lot of financial problems.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was telling the girls offline, I guess Dean does a lot of acting in Canada. He doesn't get many jobs here in the States. But she has been really... like really selling hard on Instagram, this line of cosmetics that
yeah.
I had never heard of, but it's a obviously multi-level marketing kind of deal. And she's trying to get people to join her team because they can be stay-at-home moms and sell these cosmetics and yada, yada. So obviously things are not going all that great for her.
He hasn't acted in a long time either.
They say that he does, but just in Canada. Like, he probably does the equivalent of Hallmark movies in Canada is what I'm getting at, which is why we don't really
Okay, you know
it.
I know Hallmark movies.
Yes,
you
I know
I love
do.
Them. Yeah. He's not even good enough for Hallmark movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, that's why she's out talking stuff.
26 past the hour, Roger Daltrey is going to join the Rock Legends Cruise, their sixth sold-out voyage. The Rock Legends Cruise announcing Roger Daltrey joining this seventh run next year in February. Buddy Guy, Dave Davis, and Kansas been confirmed to perform on the largest rock festival at sea. Daltrey is the frontman for The Who, also tours as a solo artist, and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, winner of a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, commander of the Order of the British Empire. Buddy Guy is a premier pioneer of the West Side sound in Chicago, has influenced a lot of guitarists, earned the Presidential National Medal of Arts for distinguished artistic achievement, and Dave Davies was a lead guitarist for the Kinks, key part of the British invasion. It really got me all day and all the night, Sunday afternoon, that bunch of songs. So, and Kansas sort of put together what was British progressive rock with the sound of the Midland, if you will. They've done a lot of things. So it'd be a pretty interesting cruise. Fort Lauderdale is where you go if you want to sign up for next year. This year's is all sold out, so next year's you can sign up for now. 20 artists, 60 concerts, all on this cruise.
Wow.
That's a big time. They go to the Yucatan Peninsula.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
After the hour now, the DJV Academy Award-winning performances from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Isn't that great that we have such talent here? Thought it was interesting doing a little traveling. My eye wanders, as you know, and so does my mind. I'm in London at the moment in front of an English pub that this weekend canceled a charity snail race because of the bad weather. We're not only having bad weather here in our country, but the weather travels across the North Atlantic, and the UK is frozen. So this cold snap has led to problems with the snails. They've gone into hibernation, according to the Facebook page for the Dartmoor Union Inn. Temperatures below normal. The snails don't like it. So the cold winds are keeping the snails inside their shell.
I'd stay in my little built-in condo as well, right? Too. I don't blame them.
That is. Yeah.
It's like a mobile home, isn't it?
Yeah. They're the original tiny house people.
Right. Speaking of that, the tiny house trend, the folks in Starbucks camps are trying to change the image a bit. In North Glen, Colorado, people driving down the street probably surprised to see a flatbed truck with a Starbucks store on it. The store originally opened in 2012, being relocated to a new site a mile or so away. Now, you couldn't do this with a normal Starbucks location in a mall, something like that, but this is different. One of the experimental mini cafes that you see. We have a couple of them here in my area of Massachusetts, one in Natick on Route 9. Just a little house, little modular coffee shop. The tiny house trend is something that is now making its way through the restaurant business, it would seem. So this is a 450 square foot building, and they have I guess they like it because it has a small environmental footprint. What do you need? How much room do you need to make coffee and sell it? So everybody's in their car these days buying stuff. So just drive through. It's a drive-through store. They still have all the muffins and the sandwiches and things you normally get in a Starbucks store, but you have to get them in your car. So we have really become a mobile society, haven't we, in terms of this?
Have
How many people do this?
I think this is going to be a trend that, you know, they have all those home improvement shows and everything on TV, and there's one that they take those shipping containers that, you know, you see on those giant freighters, turn them into some really incredible houses. And one of the Starbucks is actually made from these shipping containers, and it looks really cool. The saddest part of this story, though, for me, is that it says that they measure at just 450 square feet. That's what my apartment is. So that's really sad.
That is sad.
I know. I didn't realize I'm in like a shipping container.
Ooh,
but
all right.
Oh gosh, you said shipping container. Oh.
What?
My stomach just slipped when you said that because it just took me back to a day or two ago when I was looking through the paper. Did you hear the latest child abuse story?
No.
Three kids in a box for 4 years in Joshua Tree, California.
Good heavens. I didn't hear that at all.
It's a great question. I just saw the headline and read the story. Somehow I think there was a tip that brought law enforcement into the house. Hmm. But the couple that had these kids were arrested. And again, this is San Bernardino County. This is the same area, not necessarily next door, but the same geographic region of the Turpin family with those Paris kids. But three of their kids had been living in a large box for years. They were, the property had no electricity, had no running water. They had mounds of trash. There was feces everywhere, human feces. 30 to 40 cats were found inside the trailer and also roaming around the outside. And so the deputies had gone out because of this tip of all the trash and stink that was coming from this place. And they discovered three children, 11, 13, and 14, that were living in a plywood box that was measured like 20 feet by 4 feet high, 10 feet wide. Oh. They said that they'd been living in the box for 4 years.
Wow.
It's just disgusting.
And you said living in a it's really strange. I blocked that story until you said living in a shipping container, and then I went, oh, no.
Ugh. Yeah. Have you heard anything new about that other family, the Turpin family? Because it just disappeared from the news.
On my local show, I just had the deputy district attorney from Riverside County on, and this particular deputy, because, you know, in the DA's office, they handle certain things. And so the one that I spoke to handles a lot of financial abuse and businesses and workers' comp. But what he told me is that they're actually going through the tax records of the Turpin family to see if there were any kind of tax abuse, because they're looking for backup just in case, for some reason, these people don't have enough to get a conviction on the Turpins, which I think seems highly unlikely. But they're looking for backup charges, essentially. And one of them is going to be dealing with the tax returns that either were not filed or were filed but inaccurately filed.
Wow. What a story.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back around to some other travel news. Pedestrian traffic deaths at a 25-year high, second year in a row, deaths soaring across our country. The report released by the governor's Highway Safety Association, the National Association, 6,000 pedestrians killed last year in motor vehicle crashes, walking across the street, and most of them are on their cell phone, on their iPhone or whatever their device is. It's been 25 years since the U.S. has seen this many pedestrian traffic fatalities, and it's all one thing. So smartphones, also they are looking at people using marijuana as they are walking in.
That's where I call BS. As soon as you add that in, that is another political
government.
Yeah. I know why you think that, Victoria. Because you New Yorkers are huge potheads. Huge.
Yes.
Did you see this new story that's out?
No.
There's a report from CETO, which is a company, I guess, that produces growing systems, and they are advocates for legalization of marijuana, and they put out a survey as to which states in our country are the most, the biggest pot consumers. Mm-hmm. And New Yorkers consume more marijuana than any other city in the world, according to that study.
I would believe it. You can't walk down this. When you used to walk down any street in New York, you used to smell cigarette smoke everywhere. You don't smell that anymore, which is nice. But you just smell weed all the time. It's everywhere.
They're even speculating, you know, we think Amsterdam is like the number one place for use of marijuana, but New York even beats that. So there you go.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's find some places that we would all like to visit. If you're planning, this is the time of year people travel for their winter vacation, but they're also thinking about summer vacation, where to go, travel and leisure has revealed its list of the best places to visit this year. The first, the number one, I guess I'll go through the top ten. Shall I do it from the number 10 to number one? Or shall we do it from number one to number 10? Number 10 is Croatia, a nature lover's dream with beautiful water, breathtaking scenery, the rise of Uber Boat, an app from the ride-sharing company that Uber has now gone into boats, and apparently they have lots of tourists that take these boats back and forth to the islands, and it's quite a beautiful, it's a beautiful place. So if you haven't figured out where to go.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been seeing people on Instagram, not necessarily people that I personally know, one or two, but people are going to Croatia, and it looks beautiful. It looks like a gorgeous Mediterranean heaven. It looks amazing.
That new TV show it's on TNT, and it's about, and it's not an annihilation, but Dakota Fanning is in it. It's some.
Oh,
some,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's film.
Yeah, the Alienist.
I can't think of the name.
I've seen the previews for that.
That's where it is. Number nine, Greenland. Hospitality industry, they are pushing into the development of eco-lodges on their chilly tundras to allow visitors to stay warm, because no matter what time of year you go to Greenland, it may be beautiful, but it's pretty damn cold.
That is a hard pass from me.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Thanks. It's like going out to people say, oh, Reykjavik, what a wonderful, it's Iceland, for God's sakes. Cold.
I would like to go to Iceland, though. That's on my list.
I'd like to do that. They have the ice hotels that you can stay in, too.
It's a big rock. That's all it is, a big rock.
The Blue Lagoon up there, you know, where everybody goes in for the mud and everything. It looks amazing.
Lots of seals and stuff. Okay, next number.
Oh, my God. Everyone loves seals. They're adorable.
I didn't say they weren't adorable. I'm just saying that's all there is.
You said it dripping with vitriol.
Oh, my God, Iceland has these horses, too.
I saw some great seals at the zoo the other day.
Jennifer. Oh, my God.
All right, next, number, where are we? Number eight, Finland. The Baltic. No, okay.
I'd go there. They grow hockey players in Finland.
Oh, they've got hot men in Finland. I stalked a guy in college from Finland. He was so hot. Oh, yeah.
Girl trip.
Yep, exactly.
You guys can be my wing ladies with binoculars.
Right. Jen and I will be like the two aunties sitting there with binoculars and a cocktail.
Here, folks.
Got one.
Number seven, Fiji. Beaches, crystal clear water, a large crop of luxury resorts. Beautiful. In Fiji, number seven.
It takes 12 days to get there, but sure.
It takes a long time to get there. All right, the best places to travel from Leisure and Travel Magazine. Number six is Egypt. Tourism taking a hit after the political revolution.
I want to go, but I just don't feel like it's safe to go to Egypt.
Better now. Pyramids, Great Sphinx. It's a fascinating country. It really is. All kinds of ancient artifacts there. The pharaohs. And we're not talking about the people who are dealing in Las Vegas. Okay, let's see. Number five, New Orleans. Rejuvenating yes. itself since Hurricane Katrina. Central Business District has four new hotels, rooftop bars. You can stumble all across the city if you want. Mardi Gras is going on there now, right? Is that
over now?
Is it over? Oh, okay. Number four, the Bahamas. Better in the Bahamas. So some people think. I think the Bahamas is beautiful, frankly. I love Nassau.
Never been.
The beach there, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's a great place to go. The Ocean Club Resort. They have four seasons.
How
just,
poor
it's a
is
very
it, though?
Upscale.
Is it poor? Is there a lot
no.
of... Does that sound
the,
weird?
Some of the other Caribbean
countries. I know what you're saying, Jen. I'm totally with you, too. Like, Aruba and the Bahamas and Bermuda are the three that don't have any of that third world.
Yeah. Because you feel bad. You're like, bring me another frosty drink while you see, like, these chickens running across.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just it's a weird
skinny
vibe.
That's I went to Antigua. The road.
That's yeah, Jamaica. I went to Antigua, and Antigua had a lot of port, but it was beautiful.
Turks and Caicos. Even if you go to St. Thomas, St. Kitts, St. Bart's, all those islands, some of them are pretty rough. Okay, so number three is Marrakesh in Morocco. This is a very cultured area where... This is the birthplace of the Moors. You know who the Moors were? Moors.
Mm-hmm.
Among the most bloodthirsty tribes, they moved across from Africa, across the Straits of Gibraltar into Spain, trying to conquer it. Didn't work, but they're a tough bunch. But I've been to Morocco. If you can get by the desert, the cities, you go from one city to another. I did a week over there, city to city. A number of years ago, it was very, very culturally moving. The people are happy, however, to have Americans come over and spend their money for stuff that isn't worth, which I think it's worth. Number two, Mauritania, small island off the coast of Africa. It has not been a traditional destination for travelers because of its location, very isolated, hard to get an airplane in and out of there. That changed a little last year, but it's the gateway to the Indian Ocean, actually, on that side. So the seafood there is great. Hotels great. Resorts great. And number one place to go, according to Travel and Leisure magazine this year, take a trip to Copenhagen. Denmark is a fabulous country. New dining and drinking options. The new Nordic food. So if you're an eater and you like to travel and stay in good hotels, Copenhagen is your place. That's what the experts at Travel and Leisure have to say. Let's get to where you are in your quest for a new job. Some people running businesses have a tough time getting good people to stay. In my experience, there are a lot of reasons for that. Leader isn't good, plays favorites with the people that work for him. Information is lacking on how the company is supposed to run. The leader is cold, standoffish. If you've got a boss who's a jerk and you want to go find a new job, may I suggest you go
What's
to ZipRecruiter. Okay, Jennifer. Go to ZipRecruiter.com to find your new job. Go ahead, you guys. I made it before you were here. I can make it after you're here. How do you like that?
Oh, don't get nasty, you.
Okay. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The way to find a new job. This is a hiring solution. Solution for your problem. You don't like your work? Don't like your boss? Don't like the job? Post on one of the job boards, ZipRecruiter will find you, and the companies that use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV are very happy with the results.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For a visit with our auto expert, Nick Miles. His website, ourautoexpert.com, features all sorts of important, compelling information about cars in America. And the question this week has come up about Tesla, whether or not they're in trouble. The reasons behind the speculation from our pal, Nick Miles, right after this.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
Big news on the medical front. The world's first advanced robotic treatment device shown to improve a person's ability to walk is FDA cleared and now available in the United States, thanks to a partnership between Brooks Rehabilitation and Cyberdyne. People with spinal cord injuries can now access HAL, short for Hybrid Assistive Limb, at the Brooks Cybernic Treatment Center, the only U.S. facility offering this treatment. Dr. Geneva Tanuzzi, Medical Director of the Brooks Spinal Cord Injury Program, explains how it works.
HAL fits to a person's lower limb than trunk and operates by detecting signals from the nerves to generate motor activity for the legs. The power assistance provided by HAL is based on the person's intended movements and can be individually adjusted. HAL has already been shown to improve the ability to walk in people with both acute and chronic paraplegia. We're excited to provide treatment to those with tetraplegia as well.
There's more on this breakthrough technology at brookscyberdyne.org.
All right, Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert is here. So what's going on at Tesla?
Well, unfortunately, Doug, they keep saying that they're going to deliver this huge amount of Tesla Model 3s, and again and again and again, month after month, they don't seem to be delivering them. And now it looks like the production has slowed immensely at the factory. And so there's no cars coming out. Now, the positive side of this is because they're losing about $23,000 on every car, they're not losing money.
They're losing $23,000 on every car they sell?
Absolutely, yeah. Their debt is so massive, and the fact that they're actually selling these cars for less money than it cost them to make, while they're not selling cars, they're actually saving money. It's a sort of an investment in the future. So they've designed these great ideas, these great cars, thinking that when they're selling 100,000 of them a year, they're going to be making money. But at this point in time, they're losing money on every car.
So is Elon Musk is basically funding all of these himself, then? This is coming out of his...
No. You and I are funding all of these as well because he took a whole bunch of government grants to get this company started.
The electric, so, too, yeah.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, it looks like it's not doing so well, but the strange thing is investors are still investing in the company. So they're still putting money into the company to support this idea that one day that Tesla will be making a lot of money out of cars like the Model 3.
Well, I'm talking, let's focus here for a moment with you on this other electric car story. In Germany, the government has started to move to banning diesel fuel, at least in their inner cities. So what does that do to the sale of cars like Teslas or whatever else, whoever's got an electric car there?
Well, I think in Europe, electric cars will be the case everywhere eventually. What's happened is diesel was such a good idea initially. Even though we have the cleanest diesel burning cars in history today, they're still putting out poisonous gases, and it takes an awful lot to actually get them clean. So what the government of Germany have done is they went to the courts, and the courts in Germany gave them permission to ban diesel cars in inner cities. And I think this is the first move. I think you'll see eventually that diesel cars will be banned in European cities. And it won't go over to trucks. It won't affect things like pickup trucks and trucks that haul stuff. But eventually you'll start to see diesel being banned. So electric will be king. And cars like this new Jaguar I-Pace that are coming out, all of these new electric cars, they will be the norm in inner cities. Now, what happens in the country in Europe is completely different. I don't know what the landscape looks there, but it looks like diesel's on its way out, Doug.
All right, what about this new Rolls Royce you drove this week that cost $600,000?
Yeah, honestly, it was a little bit like I was dreaming. Pinch me because I wake up. The floor comes up to meet your feet. The tables and the TV screens fold out in front of you, and even the curtains open and close themselves in the car. This is what cars do for rich people that we have to do for ourselves, unfortunately, in our own car. It was quite an experience driving the new Phantom and being in the new Phantom, but it costs more than my house, Doug. I can't see that I'm going to be having a new Phantom anytime in the future.
Well, think big, though. You're going to be so successful. Well, this will be an easy car for you to buy in a couple of years. That's the.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.